Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Mark Andrews met with the media following joint practice with the Commanders.
I think for me it's just being competitive. The way I see the game, the way I feel things may go, I could be wrong or right. That's just part of it. You know, I have a lot of respect for all the refs and what they do and their job. It's not an easy thing to do. But for me, it's just, you know, being competitive. Sometimes I speak my mind or do a little something. But at the end of the day, always come back up to them just to let them know I appreciate them.
So, Mark, from your vantage point, talk us through those two little dust-ups that happened out there.
I think Coach, you know, Harbaugh said it best. It's amazing to have the Washington out here and being competitive and being able to practice against these guys. We want to be competitive and play inside the rules. And I thought today was a good day. I think that obviously a lot of competitiveness, a lot of, you know, kind of chippiness, but a lot of respect for the organization and what they stand for. They got a lot of good players, like you said, and just going against someone different than our own defense, it's nice, you know, feeling just a different body that you haven't seen all camp. So again, they have a lot of great players on defense and offensively. So it's a great challenge for us this time of year to make sure that we can get better and better and take each day and just continue that growth mindset.
Mark, you've talked about this new offense and kind of finding your role within it and change. Where do you feel like that process is and how do you feel like that's coming together?
I'm very excited. Very, very excited. I have a lot of faith and trust in Coach Monken and the way that he sees the game. He's very good at what he does, and I'm excited about it.
Mark, now that you've been side-by-side with Odell for going on a month now, I mean, would you say you have a different perspective on him than you did when he was just a guy kind of on the other side of the field?
He's been a joy to play with, you know, and inside the lines. He's extremely competitive, and he's really good at what he does. But he's also an incredible teammate. He's a great guy to have in the locker room, and he's been nothing but the best in what you expect from a guy like that. And I'm very thankful to have him on this team.
Mark, where do you say Lamar's comfort level is right now? And, you know, it's a different offense, but, you know, we're a little halfway over with training camp now. Where would you say that comfort level?
He looks really good. He looks really, really good. I just think just the understanding of the offense, making it his own, seeing the game the right way and making the big-time throws. You know, he's extremely focused and determined, and it's going to be a special Lamar season.
Lamar was talking about sending plays to Todd and sending routes to Todd. Are you seeing some of the quote-unquote Lamar stamp on this offense?
For sure. He's got a good eye. You know, if anybody ever asks him or you just kind of pick his mind about plays and where he sees the game and that sort of thing. And now that he's, you know, kind of getting that input, it's been great. Yeah, he sees the game really well.
Mark, you've been with Lamar's guy from day one, even to today, the connection still seems strong. Even with the new wide receivers, you still feel like if you need a play, Lamar's still looking your way?
It's big trust, man. We've been through a lot together, and yeah, that connection is always going to be there.
Mark, I know J.K. and Rashad worked with you guys in the team drills, but just knowing that they're going to be healthy week one, you know, knock on wood, what does that do to just kind of live in this offense, considering all the other young guys that you guys have?
Those are two dogs, you know, two dogs that we have that can really play great football. And so for us to have those two guys and for them to be working back in and getting a part of this offense, it's just only going to make us more explosive and a better team.
Mark, since the established starters don't play in preseason games, do you look at joint practice kind of like it is your preseason? How much do you just enjoy that?
This has been fun. This is really, really fun. And like I said, a lot of respect for this organization that we're going against. And today, you know, just being focused, being determined, playing hard, and like you said, just taking advantage of the opportunity to play against somebody else.
Mark, a bit of a hard shift here, but John and Marlon came out talking about Alex Collins, a guy who's here. I was wondering if you had any reflections of him or a good memory.
Yeah, my condolences out to him and his family. I have a ton of great memories of Alex Collins and his time here. He was a bright spirit, someone that was always, you know, happy, having fun, a great guy to have in the locker room, and deeply saddened by what happened, man. I'm feeling for him and his family, and just praying for him.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Mark.